time for the Say a Name game. That is where we read a card. For example, the blue cards, generally a little nicer. You might want to hear your name after that one. Who's the smartest? Okay.
Ah, gotcha. Yes, okay.
Red cards, a little more aggressive. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Steve, go first.
Okay.
Oh, this one's. This would have been better Saturday. Who's least likely to puke tonight, Steve?
least likely to puke tonight, I'm going to say Hot Wings.
Probably. It's probably a good bet.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to puke tonight, Steve?
I'm going to barf her, man.
I don't know why you're looking at just me and Kelly, but pretty rude.
Yeah, you're right. I should only be looking at you, Maitland.
Oh, Jesus. Statistically, yeah. you are not wrong.
Yes, yeah, right. Yeah. Most likely to purge and rally.
Yeah, I'll take it.
And Kelly just claimed not a puker, which I have no reason to dispute that. I haven't seen you puke.
I think I've only done that like a couple times in the last few years. If we're not including food poisoning, then that's way too many. But from drinking.
Okay, it's hard to tell because so often your food poisoning happens right after you drank.
It was one time.
It was one time.
Yeah, it's weird.
Kelly, you get a red card.
Okay.
Who's the worst gift giver of members of the show?
Worst gift giver?
That's better than the card I threw away, which was, which of the people on the show would you definitely not have sex with? Which is wildly inappropriate, because it should be all of us. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
I don't think anyone needs to get hurt more than that.
I think... based on the fact that you gave someone a picture of a bridge who hates bridges, it might be you, Free Beer.
Boom.
But I've never been personally victimized by any gift giving here on the show.
That is so irritating. That's so
imagine
unfair.
Being the recipient.
Yeah. That can't feel good for either of you.
Hot Wings, very ironically, rude. Your question is, okay. Who is always on time?
Who is always on time? Steve.
Generally speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, certainly almost 100, that's 100% of the time is you as well, but...
I was so late on Thursday.
You were so late on Thursday.
So I can't
include you. But yeah, Steve's always on time.
You were so disheveled when you came in. I almost asked if you drove with your top down because I was like, is he having his hair in the wind or is he super stressed? Because you apologized like 17 times. Yeah.
You were like 7 minutes late.
That's a lot.
For a flight that doesn't have an actual time.
Right. And we were just like, yeah, man, that's cool. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It's fine, man.
No, it's fine.
I'm still annoyed
by it. I know, but
it.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
It's not.
But I'm sorry. Now I'm pissed.
But in a fine twist, I was there 10 minutes before any of you.
Wow.
Yeah. I go, did I get the day or time
you
wrong?
Like, come on.
Where is everyone?
Why can't Freebeer be here so he can see this the one time?
Yeah. Yeah. I was came the farthest, got there the earliest. Yeah. I was pretty proud of myself. Yeah.
All right, Maitland.
Mm-hmm.
Who on the show is most likely to run into a glass door?
Oh, Tommy.
Oh, no question.
Yeah. Didn't even have to. Yeah.
Tommy, how many times a week does that happen?
Sliding doors, those are my enemy. That's at least three. Mm-hmm. But, you know, push doors can be intimidating, too. Like, do you think it's a pull?
It can be.
We had a nice little bonfire in the driveway on Saturday night. And the kids were out playing. And as the night went on, I walked right through the screen door in the front of the house.
No, you didn't.
And it is broken now. It's one of those, quote-unquote, invisible doors.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, boy, it was for me at that moment, because I walked right into it.
Really lived up to the name.
Me and the dogs have done that now a combined 9 times. I'm at 1. So that was a real bummer. Kids thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
That door was closed, dummy. I know that now. Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Who on the show is the most boring?
I'm just going to say Hot Wings just because, you know, his hobbies are pretty run-of-the-mill. Yeah.
My hobbies are run-of-the-mill. Oh, yeah. That's so offensive.
What are his hobbies?
Gardening, staring at the records he doesn't listen to, Looking at clocks that he has around the house to see if the time's changed. Probably that.
I don't think you know what my hobbies are.
Counting the flannels in his closet.
Yeah, oh, I do that.
Also, he doesn't have to look around for the clocks. They're all on the same wall, Tommy.
Yeah,
well, that's true. That's true.
It's easy.
That's a good one.
Although most of them are the wrong time now, and I just look at the microwave.
That's infuriating.
You don't have to match them? It doesn't bother you?
It did for a long time, but it became such a hassle, I just got used to it. And now I don't care. Now they're just decorative.
It's kind of artistic that way.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's not artistic. Lazy.
Yeah. Okay.
It is. It's 100% lazy.
Steve, who's the most arrogant?
Arrogant?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I wouldn't describe anyone as arrogant.
I know, but that's not how this works. You got to choose someone. Someone has to be more arrogant than the rest, even if everybody is mostly not arrogant, which I think your appraisal's accurate. I would have struggled with this one.
Yes, you, Free Beer.
Okay. Why? Have to pick someone?
I have to pick someone.
I would have picked me.
Yeah.
Free Beer as Johnny John.
Oh, yeah.
You've got some arrogance within you somewhere.
Wait, what do you mean, Free Beer as Johnny John?
What does that mean?
Right. Johnny John.
Johnny John.
Right.
Yeah.
What does that mean, though, if you think that's natural? And I'm just holding it back. Is that?
Yeah.
I am right now.
Like he brings it out in you.
Yeah.
I'm really holding it back right now. Always late.
You can't be what's not in you.
Nope.
That's what she's saying.
That's true. Yeah. I'm still responsible for it. You're right. Kelly, who would be the last person to take a bullet for you on the show?
I think Hot Wings, just because he super doesn't want to die.
That's what I would have said too. Honestly,
so offensive.
I mean, I think that
you tell us all the time. You're right. Like, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not offended by it.
Yeah. Hobbings would spend 8 minutes talking about how he should want to.
Right. Exactly.
Take a bullet for you.
Yeah,
and then about the time they're scraping your brains off the wall, they'd go, "Well, I guess I've made a decision."
Yeah, I would. I would immediately take a bullet for my children. Everyone else, I would have to think about for a second.
Yeah, which is too long.
Yeah,
because then you're done.
Yeah.
I think that Steve would want to, but would hesitate also because of kids. Free Beer, I think you would take a bullet for people on the show, but you jump in the wrong direction. I don't know why you're giving that.
I have a lot of hearts in the right place energy.
Yeah, hearts in the right place, moved the wrong direction.
You actually pushed the child into the path.
Yeah.
I was trying to get around him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Oh, that's redundant. Who's the most clingy?
The most clingy?
Yeah.
Huh. Boy, yeah. I mean, we're all pretty independent. The most clingy. I'm going to say, geez, this is one's really hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Kelly, only in so much as she has a hard time going 15 minutes without being near a person.
Yeah, and I've been trying to be your best friend for like 7 years.
Yeah.
You weren't going to say it. I was about to blurt. It's me, Hot Wings. I want to be all of your best friends.
That's true.
I like to be alone, but hell yeah. If you're trying to hang out, here I come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not clear. I wouldn't. Outside of this card in this game, I wouldn't describe it as clingy.
No.
I would say just very social.
Annoying.
Aggressive.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
There's so many ways
definitely
to describe
aggressive.
It. And they're all just slightly insulting.
Boy, Maitland. This next one. I'm glad I'm not answering it.
Oh, jeez.
Who's the least fun to be around?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Got to say it. Yeah. Got to do it.
Oh.
Say it. Do it.
Do it.
Is it because it's hard to choose which of us is the least fun? You're also unfun.
Now, I've had the most fun outside of work with 4 out of the 5 people I have to choose from.
Okay.
There's one who never joins,
mm-hmm.
and that's Free Beer.
Mm-hmm. Never?
So I'm going to say you. You rarely join us on extracurriculars.
Hot Wings does?
Yeah, I've gone to the bar with Hot Wings plenty of times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We spent like 7 hours at one bar one time when we all had grand plans to come back downtown and ride scooters. But we all just sat at the same bar all day. And it was a blast.
Yeah, we were going to go to a comedy show and it got canceled. And we were like, well, let's still hang out. We'll still go to the bar and then we'll figure out something to do after it. And then we just stayed there.
All of us were like, let's just meet up for a drink. We're all going to be downtown at the same time. Let's have a drink. And then, you're right. It was like 5 hours or so. I mean, it was ridiculous.
There were multiple times where we had to send people into the bathroom to check on groups of people who went in there and just disappeared. Mm-hmm. There were like, I don't know.
Doing cocaine in there? What's happening?
I heard reports of like, we were in there and then we were talking and then we were crying and then so-and-so showed me their boobs because I was impressed by them.
There was vaping. There was boobs.
It was Steve and I.
Yeah. Presumably.
Vaping and boob showing.
I finally got a glimpse of Hot Wings' sweet rack.
My strangely small nipples.
Well, you've been teasing me for 17 years.
I know.
Skittle nips.
Yeah.
Steve, do you want this one? Or do you want to pass it to someone else to answer?
I'll take it.
Who has the worst attitude towards life?
The worst attitude towards life. I'm gonna go with Hot Wings.
Oh, man.
Hot Wings is the most likely to think that something is negative.
Right off the bat. He can always see the dark cloud inside of the brightest silver lining.
Yeah. What's crazy though is if there was an apocalypse, me and Freebie are the first to be like, take me. Yep. Like, let the meteor literally strike me down first. Let me be ground zero.
We are what it is.
And I ain't trying to be nothing. Whereas Hot Wings, he would help a civilization thrive, which is crazy.
But he'd spend the whole time doing this. I knew it was going to happen. I've been telling you for 25 years.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ, what are you even doing?
I'm an optimistic realist. I know what the world
is
really
like. She
doesn't
even know how to grow her own corn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do I have to give you my secrets?
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a grumbler.
That's a great way to put it. Mm-hmm.
Kelly, who's least likely to steal from you on the show? You got a blue card.
Man, somebody in here is definitely stealing some of my snacks out of the fridge, which is fine because I do offer them out. But Steve, for sure. Steve likes to steal my snacks. Yeah.
What snacks are missing? Because I bet it can rule me out.
Out of the fridge? I've never stolen
snacks.
No,
I know you're not
stealing snacks out of
my fridge.
It's not stealing if you give them.
Well, I give them, but then somebody taketh away a lotteth.
Is that from the Bible?
Yes.
Someone taketh away a lotteth. Yeah. That was Isaiah.
Yeah. No, I think
Thomas.
I think Steve, but I think out of a funny way, he'd steal from me. It would be like a long game.
But it was least likely to steal from you.
Oh, least likely.
Yeah.
Probably Maitland. Because Maitland would just come over and be like, hey, I need this. And then we just take things from each other. It's very sibling-like.
Owings, who on the show has never had an orgasm?
Has never had an orgasm?
Say you.
Well, can't do that.
Who do they think's playing this game?
I don't know.
Really? This game is designed for adult parties. I'm like, oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the Betty. Most likely to have not had an orgasm?
You know, she's down there wearing her cat sweater.
Let's see. I feel like Tommy might have one just by sneezing funny.
Yeah.
Never one on purpose.
No. No, never one sexually.
So it's because of weird.
Always because of
a funny hiccup or something.
Yeah, weird corduroy, sort of anime.
You never know. Weird fabric. They'll get you.
Yeah. Based on history, I won't say never had one, but probably took the longest to actually have a real one is Maitland.
You get very distracted. My mind just wanders.
Well, there's so much going on in the world.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Not even a hint of nope.
Yeah.
Just like a, yeah, that checks out.